New year, new kitchen. Kitchen Tune-Up has 5 ways to help you love your kitchen again. Call 810-488-9778 to schedule a safe, free consultation or visit kitchentuneup.com.
And time for us to get an update on the fight against coronavirus at McLaren Port Huron Hospital. Joining us right now, infectious disease specialist Dr. John Brooks. Dr. Brooks, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
Well, how's everything this week over at McLaren Port Huron?
Yes, it's been another week of some improvements. Our volume is great. The number of COVID patients continues to remain. We're calling it a steady state now. You know, we had a flood of them beginning of December, and now it's a very manageable number. We're doing great. You know, ER has great capacity, and the hospital is doing really well. We have learned a lot as time has gone by, and you know, people can get on that St. Clair County website and see what's going on. They'll see that the number of cases, they do it like case count per million, is going down and consistently going down and a little more steady at this stage, in that the number of people that have been dying has also decreased greatly. So we're really happy with those kind of numbers.
Do we know why those numbers are down?
So part of it is that the numbers of death, that's because we're just doing a better job treating people. We have learned so much more of how to treat them well, things not to do, and certainly things to do to try to get people through so they can survive and actually come out and do relatively well. That really is, of course, the goal. And as far as the state, you know, our numbers are pretty good. I know there's been a lot of consternation about all the restrictions, but because it has occurred, you know, we really have good numbers. If we look at other places around the country, we have done really quite well. We did have that early peak, though, and that's one of the things some of the scientists are thinking, is that we were hit so hard so early that's almost helped us a little bit with the second wave not being quite as bad or as prolonged as some of the other areas. But certainly the social distancing and the closures that have been happening are part of why we've done so well, which, of course, are changing today.
That's right, and it'll be interesting to see if that has an impact. I know that percentage-wise, it's a relatively small number of people that have been vaccinated here in Michigan. Has it been enough to, do you think, make an impact?
Probably not yet. When we look at the numbers, so when we look at, let's say, the hospital employees, you know, we've probably gotten a number of us in the healthcare setting over the last, you know, this has been going on since, you know, about mid-December of vaccinating people, that, you know, we've got a good number of healthcare workers vaccinated, but we're a small number of the whole population, so we're not enough to make a difference yet. Depending on which model you look at or how you look at the numbers, you know, some people think we need about 70% of the population vaccinated before we're going to be really doing well as far as vaccine effectiveness, as far as a population.
And that is going to take a while to get that many people vaccinated. I know that you're taking people on kind of a wait list there at the hospital. Is that right?
So the way that it's working here is that, yes, you know, we have a website. So, you know, we're McLaren Health, so we're part of a large system. And that's what we've been trying to do, is figure out how to get vaccines from us to people. So we've partnered with Walgreens. So Walgreens is our partner, and that's how allocation that we're getting through the Walgreens stores to get people vaccinated. The difficulty is, of course, with that particular model is that there's lots of limits. Is that it's not like a big, I think over the weekend I saw that big place out in L.A., right? It's a super vaccinating center where they're doing lots and lots of people. Well, I'm a small hospital. I don't have that kind of space. So people did hear in this last week that we had gotten an allotment of vaccine, and we were able to give some to the St. Clair County Health Department. Our goal is to partner with the community, and because they have resources to be able to give vaccines to many more people in a shorter period of time, we thought that was a good utilization of that resource. The vaccines come to us from the state, and McLaren Health is kind of in charge of it. Even though it may be housed here, it may not be allocated for us. So we keep working through all that data to make sure that we're doing what we can for the community members here. You know, we certainly want our patients to get vaccinated as rapidly as we can, and that's what we're hoping by working with the health department, which we may be able to in the future. We're not sure. We don't know how much we're going to get to try to get people vaccinated more quickly. So I know I have a mom who's, you know, in her 80s, and, you know, one of the things that when she was signing up for this, I had her sign up at every place she could to try to get a vaccine, because, you know, the more places you sign up, the more likely you are going to get a call.
Yeah, it's kind of like the lottery at this point, isn't it?
Yeah, in some ways it is. You know, it is interesting that, you know, they did make the choice up front for healthcare workers. And I think the reason was, and many people I think believe it really was a good choice, is because we're literally taking care of and touching people who have COVID. It's part of what we have to do each and every day. So I think that's why they made that choice. And now we're trying to get the next group of people, is those people who are older, because certainly they are at the next greatest risk.
We always appreciate the update, the information, Doctor. We'll check in again next week. Stay safe out there.
My pleasure, Paul. Great day.
Take care. Bye-bye.